What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
If you haven't heard this story, last weekend, Saturday afternoon, I surprised my wife by taking her out of town. We had so much going on Saturday and Sunday. And then, of course, Monday was a normal work day. Well, I had scheduled Monday off for myself here at work. If you listen to the Andy Fry Show, you would have noticed that I wasn't there Monday. But she did not know that I had also talked to her boss and scheduled it off for her. So if you were listening to Mike Elam fill in on the Andy Fry Show last Friday, he mentions, oh, you're going out of town. And I'm like, hey, don't say anything, because I didn't want her to happen to hear it. She didn't, but I didn't want her to happen to catch on. There were so many details trying to plan a vacation for your wife when she is planning the whole weekend for your family with the kids stuff. And I think we had three different birthday parties and a practice and so on and so forth. So all of those things, and I even added events to it to make that were fake so that she didn't fill it up too much. And then told her on Saturday afternoon, okay, you know how we're supposed to do this and that? Well, those events are fake. And we cleared out your schedule otherwise with some friends and my parents. They're going to watch the kids. We're going out of town. So we went down to Florida for 2 days of what was supposed to be nicer weather, although it's definitely nicer than here. But it was a high of only in the 50s on Saturday and Sunday, and then a high in the 60s on Monday. So she was shocked to find all of that out. Now, how is that related to kidney stones? Well, we were doing a lot of walking and sightseeing and things. And I remember back in May, the Annie Fry Show team, so me, Brad, Annie, and at the time Hannah, went to Disney World for 3 days. Disney World vacation / theme park, because to me, Disney World is just in the classification of theme parks. I love theme parks. I love rides. And so I love Disney World because it has great rides, not because of anything else, obviously. But we went down there, and it's the Cadillac of theme parks, and it's got great rides, great experiences across the board. And we did 3 days where I think we did 30,000 steps the first 2 days and something like 20 to 25 the last day. Well, I was keeping track over the weekend we just had, and I did 26,000 the first day and I think 16,000 the second day, somewhere around there. So not quite as much as that May Disney vacation, but still quite a few. And if you recall, if you're a regular listener of this show or of Annie's show, right after we got back from Disney World, the four of us on the show, on Wednesday, so we came back Monday night. On Wednesday morning, I woke up in intense pain and didn't know what was happening. And then after laying on the floor for about a half an hour in the bathroom, praying to God that I could go to the bathroom, which I barely was, I'm like, something is wrong. I hope I'm not rupturing an organ here or something. Well, it was a kidney stone. I had just never had one before, but I didn't realize what they were or how painful they were. And apparently mine was not even the size of some of them. It was, of course, big enough that it was causing me intense pain. And at one point I was thinking, I wonder what it would be like to die. And I started thinking about George Harrison. I wonder what he was thinking when he died. Why? I have no idea, but that is what was going through my head. When George Harrison died in the year 2000, I wonder if he was thinking things like I'm thinking right now. When you go through it, you go through it in your way, okay? And that was mine. That was my coping mechanism, apparently, was thinking about Here Comes the Sun. I don't know. But it was incredibly painful. So I found out that I guess I am prone to kidney stones, although I'd never had one of that magnitude before. So I'm really cognizant now of hydration. And the whole addiction to hydration thing, as I started this segment by saying, I am now one of those people, but I promise I am not getting a Stanley Cup. We are going to take a short break and be back. Now, I want to tease this. This is in the next hour, though, so I want you to get the podcast if you're just listening right now randomly and you can't come back. There is a lot of drama going on in Missouri. I'm an Illinois guy, so I'm not quite as plugged into Missouri politics, but I'm here. You know, I work here in St. Louis, so obviously it's local. And I want to talk about what the Missouri legislature is going through. There is a huge battle, and it is public, and it is mean, and it is nasty going on in the Missouri Senate primarily right now. And it will affect the politics in the entire state. We're kind of at a make or break moment. And since I am an Illinoisan and not quite as plugged in, Mark Cox has agreed to come on the show and explain everything that's going on. And I have some very pointed questions I want to ask as an outsider looking in that I want to get to the bottom of. You're listening to Wiggins America.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.